At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Shepherd Ambellus here. You're listening to the Shepherd Ambellus Show. I hope you all are having a great morning out there. There's a lot going on in the world right now. The U.S. has played its part around the world, funding everyone. And now the Doge Department is digging deep into what has been funded through this USAID and all these other programs. The Doge Department is now in the IRS, the Department of Government Efficiency, and they will be conducting an audit of the IRS. And this is causing the sharks in the tank, or the deep state, deep down in the deep state, the shark tank below the surface of DC and throughout the country, where all these deep state members are embedded. They were involved in scams and schemes for years, decades upon decades. And now some of this is going to be uncovered and brought to light. U.S. plunges 4 places in global corruption index. They say Trump's favorite hobby is blamed, whatever that means. Basically, there's an index that measures all the corruption around various countries, and it's listed the United States as more corrupt than Mexico. Many of these countries had their worst showing in more than a decade. The index released on Tuesday, which serves as a barometer of the public sector corruption worldwide. People can now analyze this, and from leading powers such as the United States, France, to authoritarian nations such as Russia and Venezuela. The list is compiled by Transparency International, which found that 47 countries out of 180 it surveyed had their lowest score last year since it started using its current method of ranking in 2012. So now it's confirmed what I've been saying for years, that Mexico is far less corrupt than America. It's a far better place to live. It's literally operates like a perfect society in Mexico. Especially like down where I am, in the part that I am, everyone's happy, everyone's healthy. Everything operates really well. The food's great. and there's zero crime. And I mean basically zero crime, like literally zero crime. There was like one murder 7 years, 8 years, 9 years ago. Other than that, there's just nothing. And now the U.S. is ranked lower than Mexico, and it's far more corrupt. And we saw that with the release of some of this Doge information. Now, 14 different states have come out. They're trying to sue Elon Musk and Trump, calling the billionaire's role unconstitutional. And obviously, they are scared. The sharks in the deep state tank are starting to swim around. And it makes you wonder, you know, what they might try to do to Donald Trump. I mean, there's a lot of these people are going to be exposed. They're all lawyering up, and 14 states have sued Elon Musk, his Department of Government Efficiency, and President Trump on Thursday. And they're arguing that the tech billionaire's sweeping efforts to cut government spending are unconstitutional. The coalition of the states led by New Mexico alleges that Musk's expansive role as head of Doge violates the appointments clause of the Constitution, given that it has not been confirmed by the Senate. You know, all this is just ridiculous. The president has absolute power, especially like when it comes to corruption and stuff, that he can authorize things in many different ways. And it's just the media coming, you know, the Jewish controlled media, basically, is what it really boils down to, because whether it's Jewish controlled or not, it's all controlled, and they're all running the same narrative. So we'll just say like New World Order controlled media. You know, it just so happens that most all of the owners of media are Jewish. And you know what, we have to question their agenda, question why they are now so mad. I mean, Elizabeth Warren is going around just steaming. Maxine Waters just steaming. I mean, it's totally showing that they're guilty of criminal action. And I find that kind of behavior bizarre. I mean, they're just outright coming out. Wendy Williams now saying her son is stealing her guardianship. And they're locking Wendy Williams up. They won't let her out of this guardianship thing, and they've turned her into a prisoner, she's saying, basically. That's really weird. Hey, maybe the Doge should check in on that too. Now, no one wants to pay $25 for a breakfast in any restaurant in the U.S., especially with the garbage food that they have in the U.S. to begin with, that the breakfast is made out of. Now, here you get all non-GMO, everything tastes, if you get an egg here, it's literally tastes five times better than an egg in the U.S., I swear to God, it's like insane. Americans have been lied to. They don't even know what they're getting. Most menu items at this popular Philadelphia breakfast chain, Green Eggs Cafe, true to its name, made with eggs, are expensive. I mean, they got breakfast sandwiches. You know, all these prices are going up, especially on the eggs. And there's fast food prices and all this stuff's going up. But this person saying a year ago, the ingredients for the plate of bacon and eggs and toast and a side of coffee might have cost $3 to $4. But now those costs have doubled. They're estimating this, but they say that it's doubled. You know, that would be $6 to $8 to make a plate, just to make it. And then I guess they got to triple the price of it and sell it for $25, because that's how it works. Well, you know, that's another thing. Americans are just getting ripped off at every fork in the road. you know, in Mexico, you can get 1,000 gigabit fiber optic peer-to-peer, true 1,000 speed. When you do a speed test, you can't even get this in America, basically. The fastest speed I've ever seen in America is like 300. And I mean, they might tell you you have gigabit, but if you test it, it's only like 300. So, you know, internet here is a lot cheaper. I mean, if you get cable and internet packages in the U.S., they got people paying $200, $130, all that stuff. It's less here. I think it's like $50. Power bills here are like $30, you know, compared to your guys' $250 or whatever in the U.S. So I think that American companies take advantage of Americans in general. And then there's all these taxes and things added, you know, like cigarettes have added tax, you know, stuff like that. So by the time you're said and done, it's just too expensive to live in America. And they're saying prices can go up. And Trump admits that these tariffs could worsen inflation. But he's promising that the country's going to make a fortune and everybody's going to be happy. But I mean, I don't really, I mean, the way I look at it, they've mismanaged money so bad. I don't care if the country makes a fortune. Who cares about what the corporation of the United States makes? They're just going to give it to Israel anyways, or Ukraine, or, you know, like how, you know, how does that affect the average everyday citizen inside America? I mean, will jobs be brought back from these tariffs and stuff? Maybe. But I mean, it's going to take a long time to build factories and get them back in. I mean, that could take years. So by then, the next administration had just dismantled everything Trump did the first day in office. So it's just a perpetual cycle that they do, and that hides a bunch of spending on each side and looting, essentially. But hopefully Trump's like sincere about this and really goes in and excuse me, cracks down on this Doge department. Adam Carolla is talking about the Malibu area. There's nothing cleaned up there. Let's tune in on this.
This is directly directly in front of where I live. And it is the
looks bombed
some
out.
Of the most expensive real estate in the world, and it is gone, baby gone.
Look like Gaza.
Down to the ground. Yeah, it's very Gazian.
Gaz-esque?
Like very Gaz-esque. Now
looks like the they, Gaza Strip.
It's now the thing that's weird, as I'll sort of narrate, is everything is melted and everything's down to the ground. There's nothing left, but it clears up at the beach club. The beach club, which I'm a member of, is untouched. Completely and utterly untouched. They did nothing, and then the fire, and then it came again. Now
your local watering hole has been spared.
We took vid going down PCH, and it is buildings that are untouched and then just total devastation. Wow. So everything down PCH is completely gone, and then stuff gets untouched, and then it's gone again.
I wonder why. Yeah, they just hiccup so right over top of your house. I mean, you know, granted, yours is built like concrete, but some other wood houses are.
I got the back hill of my house. The back hill was burnt down. Everything in front of my house is burnt down. This is a Porsche 928 carcass that was burnt to the ground. By the way, risky business car for those.
I can clean
don't
up
know.
That title, but don't worry about it.
And then it's just sort of eerie stairways nowhere, just metal stairways just hanging out over the ocean. Everything down to the ground. It's been over a month. There's zero cleanup. There's nothing.
Zero
cleanup. They've done nothing. I mean, they never will. They don't plan to. They're just going to acquire all that land. They're not going to let anything happen on it. So that's going on. That's another thing. And it's sad that this type of stuff goes on more and more. Blue Cross Blue Shield paying pediatricians $40,000 bonuses for fully vaccinating 100 patients under the age of two. So if they can jab that needle in an aborted fetus or even a live fetus or a one-year-old, they are getting paid right quick. And everyone loves that. That apparently is what these pediatricians are doing. They just have no problem getting that 40 grand and jabbing 100 little tiny baby infants with deadly toxins, metals, poisons. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Hopefully RFK gets in and actually does something about this. Trump talking about China, Russia. Let's see. I had some other stuff pulled up. I'm going to try to get to it. What were they talking about right here? I think they were talking about alien technology or leaked technology. Let's see.
Leaks in terms of man's knowledge about technology and certain things. They feel, you know, I don't even think it's necessarily conspiracy theorists either, or tinfoil hat folks, but people saying, hey, if you look at it realistically, it felt like we had a nudge or help from
we something. Can't really hear that clip. Huh. Okay. I don't know. I thought I had the better clip. Well, anyways, you guys get the point. Trump set to release more names, people getting money. I know, like, I think it was like Angelina Jolie got several million dollars, maybe even like 10 million or something like that, to go over to the Ukraine and appear for like 5 seconds. You know, so like, obviously, something has been going on. There's obviously all sorts of payoffs going on, probably to push propaganda upon the masses in Hollywood and whatnot, and more. So I'm hoping they go after Elizabeth Warren here and confront her on all, you know, all these people. They're worth millions and millions of dollars, and they make like $100,000+ salary in the Congress and Senate or whatever. I forget what it is. I think it's like 100+. And they're worth, some of them are worth hundreds of millions of dollars. It is insane. Guys, I'll be back on the air later on this evening with more. Don't forget to get my book, Hidden Access: Forces Beyond the Visible World. It is an amazing book. It's my best work ever. You guys will love it. It's literally flying off the shelves in some of these online stores and stuff. People are real happy with it. And so you can order that. The link's in the description. Hit the link tree or see the other links below. It's in paperback, hardcover, ebook, all of that. I'll be back on later. Support the show and we'll see what happens today. Feels like something big's coming pretty soon. Just everything is building up. They're not going to let Trump audit and do all this stuff, you know, without a fight. So we will see what is going down. Guys, have a good one.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs,
plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.